I bring you Christ. Christ Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. Yes, all you need is Christ. Christ is your hope, peace, joy, strength, your life. Yes, your perfection. By discovering Christ, you discover your true identity. And whatever is true of Him, is true of you. Holy, righteous, glorious, and triumphant.
Of the Blessed, and daily thousands of people are hearing the gospel message via WhatsApp. We are sending daily devotions, 3 to 5 minute messages. Saturday we sent you a short video clip, and Sunday morning a 25 minute message where we bring you the gospel of grace. And the gospel of grace is the only thing that will impact your life, change you, and set you free from religion. So save the number and send us your details so that I can send you the gospel message via WhatsApp. Blessings to you. Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm Franch of the Blessed with the absolute reality, the living Word of God. God's Word is alive, it is spirit, and it is my great honor and privilege to bring it to you. I'm really excited about the gospel. If you are hearing the gospel, listen, you cannot but be excited. For the gospel is good news. If you are not excited, if your life is not a life of joy, man, it might be that you've not really heard the gospel. For the gospel is good news. And today, I'm starting a new series called The Rest of God. Wonderful. Beloved, the Christian walk is not supposed to be a walk of turmoil, a walk of work and pressure and heartache and sorrow. No, it should be a walk of joy. It should be a walk where you can enjoy the presence of God, enjoy the good life, because the Christian life is a good life. And by this, I'm not saying there will not be trials, temptations. I don't say there will not be difficult times. There will be. But in the difficult times, you have joy. In the difficult times, you have peace. You have victory. In the midst of darkness, you are light. Hallelujah. In the midst of everything, you can experience joy, unspeakable and full of glory. This is supposed to be the Christian life. Listen, the Christian life is the very life of Christ in the believer. It's not the believer trying to attain something from God. No, 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 no. It is the life where you know that your very life is the life of Christ now. And the life of Christ is not a life of turmoil, the life of heartaches and sorrows and pain, but it's the life of victory, the life of glory, the life of peace. Hallelujah. So we are going to look into the Word of God and discover that you can be in the rest of God. Hallelujah. The first, actually, if you look at the first creation, the creation of Adam and Eve, the Bible says that in the beginning, God made the heavens and the earth, and He did everything. He created the stars, the moon, the animals, everything that was, that we see today was created in the first, let's say, 5-6 days. On the sixth day, God made Adam. So Adam's first day was the Sabbath, the day of rest. So when Adam opened his eyes, he experienced total rest in the presence of God, where he could fellowship, and there was no worry, there was no fear, there was no anxieties, not at all. He was in perfect rest. So this is the way it should be. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Yes, you are a new creation. And just like the first creation, God prepared everything for Adam, and then he made Adam. So the new creation is that came forth. Everything is already being provided for him. There's not a thing that you need to get from God. No. If you study the scriptures carefully, There's not a thing that God should do for you. If it was the case, then the first creation is better than the new creation. But in the first creation, everything was completed. So then Adam. So this new creation, in that same manner, God prepared everything. He did everything for you, and then you came on the scene. Hallelujah. So you can rest and know that, listen, God did everything that I need. Jehovah Jireh means the Lord who sees and provide. Listen, He sees and provide. So, He already saw you, and before He made you, He provided for you everything. This is our God. You can look into today's world. If the parents expect a child, they prepared everything in advance. The room, the clothing, everything. Listen, everything is prepared. When the baby arrives, everything is prepared. I know there's people who are not really concerned about those kind of things. But listen, good parents provide everything before the baby is there. And the Bible, Jesus said these words, if you who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, if you who are evil know how to prepare before the baby comes, how much more your heavenly Father? So your good Father already prepared everything in advance. Hallelujah. And therefore faith is so nice. It's so great. Faith is a work for some people. But if you understand properly, or if you understand the New Testament, you know, faith is not something you do in order for God to do something. No, no, no. It's not something you do for God to do something. Faith is totally different. Faith says that, listen, everything has been provided. Everything has been given. And I want to read the scripture to you. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 3. Listen to this. Now, we who have believed, enter that rest. Just as God has said, so I declare an oath in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. I will tell you later who are the they. And yet, listen, His works have been finished since the creation of the world. His works has been finished since the creation of the world. We who believe enter into the rest. Hallelujah. His rest, not our rest, His rest. Listen, now we who believe enter that rest, or His rest, just as God has said, so I declare on oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. Who are they? If you read chapter 3, they are those in unbelief. Let me read chapter 3 for you, the last verses, 17. Okay, 17. Let me read 16. Who were they who heard and rebelled? Were they not all those Moses led out of Egypt? And with whom was he angry for 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose body perished in the wilderness? Who sinned? We will look at how they sinned. And to whom God did swear that they would never enter His rest, if not those who disobeyed. So we see that they were not able to enter because of their unbelief. Three words here. Those who've sinned, those who were disobedient, and those in unbelief. The sin or the disobedience, those two things are unbelief. Unbelief is sin. Jesus defined for us what sin is in John chapter 16. Sin is not to believe God and to make God a liar. Sin is not to believe in Jesus and to make him a liar. So what happened here is Moses sent out 12 spies. Go, spy out the land. Look what is going on there. 10 of them came back with a good report. They say, the land is good. Look at the fruit. Everything is nice. Just as Moses, as God told us. But listen, there are giants in the land. And we were like grasshoppers in our own eyes and in their eyes. So we will not be able to enter. We will not be able to go and possess. That was the unbelief. And those 10 guys with their descendants, they died in the wilderness because of their unbelief. Their unbelief caused them to die. They made God a liar. What actually happened is God told Abram, I'm going to give you Canaan. So it was a done deal. In the mind of God, Canaan was already the possession of the Israelites. There were people in there, but it was not their land. Because God saw that Canaan will be the descendants of Abram. It would be Abram's people's land. God saw. So in the mind of God, Canaan belongs to the Israelites. But the 10 guys say, no, we cannot enter because of the giants there. They died because their sin, their disobedience was unbelief. Today, people are struggling. They are not entering into all that God has given them. Why? Because they said, no, we cannot. We are not worthy. This is what those guys said. We are not worthy. We are not able. When you say, I'm not able, you are making God a liar. And that is unbelief. But God is not holding it against you. He said, listen, there's grace. There's grace. Come on. I want you to enter into my rest. I want you to enter into everything that I has provided for you through the death and resurrection of my son, Jesus Christ. There is an abundance of grace, grace upon grace. There's the righteousness of God. There's the fullness. There's a holy life. There's a victorious, prosperous life in Christ Jesus for every believer. You enter into that life by believing that it is yours. By believing that God has already given you the land. Beloved, we who believed enter into the rest. For the works of God, listen to this. For the works of God has been finished from the beginning, from the foundation of the world. It's not that God should do anything. Unbelief says this. God is going to do. People, they've mistaken this for faith. But actually, that's unbelief. Unbelief says that God is going to help me. God is going to save me. God is going to heal me, to deliver me, to set me free, to do. God is able and He will. Now, that's not belief. That's not faith. That is something out of the senses. But true faith is something from the heart that says, listen, God is not going to heal me. God has. God is not going to save me. God has. God is not going to deliver me. He already did. And this is where we are. I've seen in the church, beloved, and maybe you are involved in this kind of ministry, the deliverance ministry. Man, and I see how people toil and how they work to get free. But the truth of the matter is, if you study the Bible, that you have been delivered. You have been healed. And later on, we will look into more depths into this. You have been set free.
You have been reconciled to God. It's not that God is going to. No, no, no. He already did. All the works of God has been finished from the beginning of the world. Look at scriptures like this, Ephesians 1, that we have been chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. The lamb was slaughtered before the foundation of the world. We have been given grace before the foundation of the world. We will look at this and see the reality and enter into the rest where you know the Christian walk is not a walk of fight. It's not a walk of strive to enter. No, we are already in. We are in. And therefore, we can boldly say, yes, thank you. Listen, as I said, unbelief is saying that God is going to, I'm going to get into, I am going to, or God is going to. That's not really faith. Faith says that all the works of God has been finished from the foundation of the world, and now I can enter into that rest. Now, listen to this. The devil will lie to you. Constantly. He will bring things to you. Oh, did God really say that? Did God really meant what he said when he said that you have been forgiven? Are you really forgiven? Oh man, I see how people struggle with condemnation. They just want to be accepted. They just want to be good enough for God. Listen. You are more than good enough for God. Therefore, he died for you. I read something the other day. Actually, one of the guys showed me this thing. And the statement was as follows. It's not because you were worthy that Christ died for you. He died for you to give you worth. Now, that is a ridiculous statement. It's because of your worth. And it's because God is pleased with you, not the condition that you are in, but because he is pleased with you, he paid the price, not to give you worth, but because you are worth. And I see how people struggle. They work to be accepted. And listen, enter into the rest. That you are accepted by God. Enter into the rest that you have been delivered. Listen to this. Matthew 11:28. Jesus said, come unto me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you what? Rest. I will do what? I will give you rest, not work. There will be work, but the work will flow out of rest. There will be things that you do, and I know by experience, the people who enter into the rest of God, they are more effective than the people that try to get God's approval for rest. They struggle out of the condition, I'm not good enough, I'm not good enough, I'm not good enough. But the people that realize I am good enough for God, they do good. The people that realize I have been accepted and I am righteous, they can accept other people easily and they can live a righteous life. But on the other hand, those who say no, we are like grasshoppers in our eyes and in their eyes, we cannot. And listen, I see a lot of people that God already gave everything. They are not experiencing it because of unbelief. Unbelief, as I said, is making God a liar and say, God did not do that. He did not save me. That's unbelief. Beloved, if you are listening to me today, actually you who are listening to me today, I want you to make this confession. I am saved by grace through faith. I am healed. I am righteous. I am forgiven. I am in the rest of God. For whatever I need,
is Christ for me. Christ, from the beginning of the world, is everything I need, and I will not strive to get, but I stand in my victory, in my salvation, in my completion, in my glory. I can enter into the rest of what God has already given me. Listen, God has blessed you, healed you, set you free. That's your reality. And you need to get this over and over in your mind. Meditate upon this reality, that all the works of God has been finished from the beginning of the world. When you come into that understanding that everything has been finished from the beginning of the world, you can enjoy your Christian life. Blessings to you. Make contact with us. Go visit our Facebook page, our YouTube channel. Make contact. Send us an email. Get the daily devotions. There will be a number. But please get the message of the gospel of grace. Blessings to you. I'm Francho the Blessed, and daily thousands of people are hearing the gospel message via WhatsApp. We are sending daily devotions, 3 to 5 minute messages. Saturday we sent you a short video clip, and Sunday morning a 25 minute message where we bring you the gospel of grace. And the gospel of grace is the only thing that will impact your life, change you, and set you free from religion. So save the number and send us your details so that I can send you the gospel message via WhatsApp. Blessings to you. Grace and peace to you. With me, I have Pastor Peter De Bruin. Thank you, sir. We are using the AFM Church here for quite some time now, and I know something wonderful is happening here. Pastor, can you tell us who you are and tell us the vision of the church and what people can expect when they come to the AFM Church?
Thanks for the wonderful privilege, Francois. Yes, I'm the head pastor of AGS Lofoort for the last 2.5 years. And we try to do everything we do to influence people to follow Jesus. That is our core business. And we're experiencing God's grace and His favor in everything we do. And it's a wonderful privilege to be part of something that God's busy doing. We've got Sunday morning services at 8 and at 10. Wonderful. And then in the afternoon at 6:30. So at the moment, we're trying to manage what God is busy doing. And we're excited because we know that foundations has been laid in the past. And now we experience this wonderful growth. And we're trying to do our best to create opportunities for people to experience God. So we believe very strongly that church doesn't happen only on Sunday. So we've got lots of, we create more and more groups where people can attend and where they can fellowship together in smaller groups where they can look each other in the eye and experience God and experience their growth in their following of Jesus.
Wonderful. So it's not just growth in numbers, but it's growth in the spirit where people can come to know Him intimately and personally.
For sure.
Wonderful. The Bible says the Lord came daily to the church. Is that right, Pastor? Great. Thank you. If you are in Upington, come make contact with them. The details will be on the screen. If you are a visitor here, you are more than welcome to make contact. Blessings to you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Pastor.
God bless.